This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is accusing House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff of lying to Congress, and he's calling on the California Democrat to resign. Trump tweeting this morning that Schiff fraudulently read a version of his conversation with the president of the Ukraine in a July phone call that doesn't exist. Trump saying Schiff completely changed the words of the rough transcript to make it sound horrible and to make Trump look guilty. A key House panel is looking into election security with a hearing this morning that features former NSA official Deborah Plunkett's testimony.
Intelligence leaders warn of ongoing and escalating interference attempts by multiple foreign actors who view our 2020 elections as an opportunity to advance their interests at the expense of American democracy.
This is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The president of Iran is claiming the U.S. has offered to remove all sanctions on his country in exchange for negotiations. Hassan Rouhani saying Tehran has not agreed to the talks yet because of the current, in his words, toxic atmosphere. But Rouhani says he agreed to meet with U.S. officials because of pleas from Germany, Britain, and France, saying Iran is ready for talks, but not in an atmosphere of sanctions and pressure. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blasting Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for holding up the passage of a bill that would overhaul election and campaign finance law.
But we're saying to him, you may think this is dead over there, Grim Reaper, but it is alive and well in the public, and the people know, and they will know more that you are holding this up.
Chicago teachers voting by a huge margin to authorize a strike as early as October 7th if contract talks fail. And this is U.S. Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Pentagon confirming that it's making plans to send U.S. troops to Saudi Arabia soon. Here's John Clemens with more.
That confirmation came from Chief Pentagon spokesperson Jonathan Huffman, who said, in light of recent attacks on the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and at their invitation, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper has announced the U.S. will deploy one Patriot battery, 4 Sentinel radars, and about 200 U.S. support personnel. The Secretary has also approved putting additional forces on what is called Prepare to Deploy orders. Will maintain a heightened state of readiness. This deployment follows the drone attacks by Iran on Saudi oil fields back on September 14th.
An L.A. businessman's heading to prison for bribing his son's way into college. In Boston federal court yesterday, 53-year-old Stephen Sempervivo was sentenced to 4 months behind bars after pleading guilty to a single count of fraud and conspiracy in May. After prosecutors say he paid $400,000 to get his son into Georgetown University, as a fake tennis recruit. Garth Brooks is getting an award for his compassion, the country music star receiving the inaugural George H.W. Bush Points of Light Award for Caring and Compassion at an event in New York City last night. That global nonprofit, Points of Light, created the award to honor those who advance solutions to the world's most difficult problems. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Here he is, Jonathan Kahn, the conversation you have been waiting for regarding his new book, The Oracle, The Jubilee and Mysteries Unveiled. Jonathan, always good to be talking to you. How you doing?
Great, great, Bill, and always great to be talking to you, too. And
boy,
a blessing to meet you once as well.
Yes, and I got to tell you, once again, you've delivered a book that is chicken-skinning the readers here. It is just profound, revelatory. You are such a gift to the body of Christ and to the world, for this matter, Jonathan, because, you know, you bring insight. I mean, being of Jewish heritage and a rabbi, a messianic rabbi, you bring to the conversation context that heretofore we may not realize, but, you know, we read that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And, you know, in the Western culture, we go, okay, you know, that's fine. But you drill deep to demonstrate time and again that God will not violate his character and his nature. And what we read in the Old Testament cycles back time and again, whether it has to do with, you know, any of the previous books that you've presented to us, you know, from the, you know, from the Harbinger and the Book of Mysteries or the Paradigm, you know, God is consistent.
God is amazing, and God is real. You know, that's what really led me to become a believer in the first place. You know, I couldn't argue with it. You know, he's awesome, gigantic, and the same God of the Bible who moved on all human events, moved upon kings and kingdoms. It's the same God moving right now. It's not just that, you know, we say it, you know, but mm-hmm. It's absolute. So like with the Harbinger, people were, you know, they had a sense of something after 9/11, but the Harbinger thing is not just a sense, it's real. It's there. It's objective. And so the oracle is the same thing. It's not, yeah, we say, yeah, God's real, but he's mind-blowingly real.
Exactly. Well, what other God? What other God tells you what's going to happen before it happens? Some describe this as the prophetic, but it is the confirmation that God is all that he says he is. There is no other God that will tell you what is going to happen, and in fact, it happens. And as we know, for those of us who keep count and check this out, the prophecies, that which was forecast by God, roughly two-thirds, maybe a little more than two-thirds, have actually been affected. And so I say to people all the time, if he's batting 1,000% with two-thirds, what are the chances that the remaining third is going to also be fulfilled at 1,000%?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was, you know, Bill, I was an atheist at one point. Yeah, I grew up in the Hebrew school, but I said, I didn't see God. So it was when I picked up a book about prophecy, about that, you know, God said Israel was coming back, and all the, that is what blew me away. That I couldn't, as a scientific kind of, you know, mind of these things, that I could not argue it away. It's just absolute, and you're absolutely right. There is, it's unique. There is nothing in any religion, any faith, any ideology that has anything like that.
And here it is. In a way, you've gone full circle, because with the oracle, what are we talking about?
Yeah. Well, it you know, the center of the Bible is Israel, you know, and yet it affects the whole world, and so with end time prophecy, you know. So this is the first time, actually, you know, this is the first time that I ever have done a book on that. I've done mysteries that have to do with that. I have mysteries that with ancient Israel and America. First time about what has happened in our lifetime regarding Israel prophecy, but it's not just about Israel. It's about everybody's life, and it's about America, and every single event in the world is part of it.
Right. And it's, you know, as I've said, that when Israel became a nation again, it was as if the prophetic clock that we're looking at, was the hour hand has been set. And what has been passing since 1948, when Israel became a nation again, as God predicted and said it was going to happen, and when everything, when you consider that, you go, that's not possible. I don't see that happening. But suddenly, in a day, it happens. God set the hour hand in place, and what we've been experiencing since then are minutes and seconds all coming to the ultimate fulfillment of the ultimate prophetic announcement, right?
Yeah, and the oracle is showing it's not just like, okay, you know, like I know, like here's the top, I have my prophecy timeline, but it's in everything. I mean, it's minute, it's like, it's cosmic on one hand, but minute on the other, like every little detail. And he said, you know, not only, you know, the big events, but the small events and the in between and the days that the years that these things have to take place and the dates that they have to take place. I mean, it all comes like clockwork. Exactly.
And the players, Mark Twain. I mean, who would have thought Mark Twain would be part of this?
And he is. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No. Well, I am just so excited, and as always, there's going to be more information and more time needed. So I'm going to remind everybody, and I'm going to do this several times, that you need to get your hands on the book, The Oracle, The Jubilee and Mysteries Unveiled. Jonathan Kahn is going to break it down for us. And Jonathan, real quick, because again, we have to remind people repeatedly where they can go for more information and get their copy of The Oracle.
Yeah, The Oracle just came out, so The Oracle is now everywhere. You can get it online. Anywhere from Amazon to any other thing online, and also anywhere where there are books, from Walmart, or even Walmart has it. It's everywhere, so you can get that. And if you want to get in touch with the ministry, just remember it's hopeoftheworld.org, and we'll send you free gifts and prophetic updates, hopeoftheworld.org. But the Oracle is everywhere, and I'm hoping, and you'll hear, I'll be able to give a taste, but that people won't just get it for themselves, but for those in their lives who need to know the reality of God, including the unbeliever. You know, it's for the believer, but it's also for the unbeliever, or those who don't really realize the reality of how real God is.
Without a doubt. All right, so break it down,
sure.
The Oracle.
Okay.
We've got seven doors, right? Let's go.
Yes. Yeah, we'll be able to, touch the doorknob. So, you know,
exactly.
Every door has eight streams of revelations in them and mysteries. So we'll touch, we'll get a little sample, but we'll get a taste. But there, of course, I cannot even begin to say how much is in there. But okay, first of all, the Oracle, to understand that, I mean, what if there was a mystery that really so big it lies behind everything, from the past, what has happened, what is happening right now, current events, the future, really the key blueprint or the secret of the end times. Also, that is so specific, as we said, it pinpoints not just years, but dates, and is so big that, as you mentioned, Mark Twain on one hand, you know, you got Moses on one hand, you got Mark Twain, you have Daniel, you have Donald Trump in this mystery, the mystery of what is happening right now. And it is, you know, I'll put it in this way. It's also the mystery of our lives, because it's so big. It's also eternal, and it's also has to do with God's plan for our life and His working in our life. And the reality, it's really like an explosion of the reality of God, who is, that's what it is, you know. Mm-hmm. And to set the stage, two kind of mysteries to just set the stage. One is, imagine if there were scrolls that exist in the world, and when people open the scrolls, there are appointed words in those scrolls, and for that day, and when they start reading it or chanting it, the events are coming true at that moment as they're doing it. That's one, and it's going to be true to you, and we'll see. I'll give a little taste of it, but that's revealed throughout the Oracle from the 19th century to right here now. And also, another mystery is the Jubilee. It says the Jubilee. Jubilee of Mysteries. Well, what is that? It's the Jubilee is the year that you returned home, that you lost your possession, you lost your land, you get it back. Everyone shall return to their own possession. Jubilee. Well, the amazing thing is God, you know, end times is God saying to Israel, or God prophesying that in the end times he's going to bring them back. Mm-hmm. So what's that? That's yes. bringing them back to their possession.
Okay, we've got to go, but we will come back. Stay with us. More from Jonathan Conniff.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is sponsored by Abbott. Each year, more than 48 million Americans undergo a surgery. What many don't realize is that preparing for surgery is like training for a marathon. It's important to make sure your body has the strength and energy it needs to help you get back on your feet. Dr. Paul Wischmeyer, professor of anesthesiology and surgery at Duke University, has seen firsthand how nutrition can have a beneficial impact on people's recovery.
A common misconception is people should avoid eating in the days and hours before surgery. But scientific evidence and guidelines, like those from the American Society for Enhanced Recovery, now recommend specific nutrition drinks in the weeks prior, the day of, and weeks after surgery to improve patient outcomes.
Abbott's Ensure Surgical Bundle can help you regain your strength after a procedure. It includes specially designed nutrition drinks to support immune health and help your body prepare for and recover from surgery so you can get back to living your life. Learn more at Ensure.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
This is your time, your call.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. We're talking the Jubilee Ministries, Mysteries, I should say, Unveiled, the Oracle by Jonathan Kahn. Jonathan, we started to break down the Jubilee and what it means. I mean, everything about God, when he says something, has meaning and depth. We should not approach anything that God says very casually, should we?
No. And there's always more than you think. You know, I had 3,000 pages, Bill, of downloads of notes for this. It just kept coming. 3,000 pages.
Wow.
And it doesn't stop. And so that's how the book came. So the thing is that, God tells them on the Jubilee, he'll return home. But in end time prophecy, he says the Jewish people will return home. So that means it's a prophetic Jubilee. They're returning where they lost. But the amazing thing is that all these prophetic events in our day have happened according to this mystery of the Jubilee, according to this time clock, like exactly. And notice, everybody, I mean, you guys are following the Lord. The Lord cannot come again until the Jewish people are back in Israel and back in Jerusalem. So this is all part of that.
Exactly.
So the thing is that, so you have that. Now, the other thing to know in setting the stage is that as for the harbinger, I mean, everything that's revealed is real, but I reveal it through a narrative, through a story, and that's really just the delivery system. But the thing is that, so there's a man called the Oracle in the Oracle, and he is revealing these mysteries through these seven doors of revelation. And again, each one has about eight major streams or revelations in them, so going up to the seventh one. So we'll start, so I'll just give a taste of maybe one of the mysteries behind the doors, or two. But the first one is the first door, and that is, I'm going to share the mystery of the stranger. Moses, before he dies, he gives a prophecy to Israel. He's the first one to speak about the end times. He's the first one to speak about the Jewish people being scattered to the ends of the world, and then he says God will bring them back. But just before he says that, he gives another prophecy. He says the land of Israel, when the Jewish people are gone from it, is going to become a wasteland, barren, devastation, desolate, cursed land. He says, and then he says, a stranger will come from across the world. He will come to the desolate land. He will bear witness of the devastation. He'll bear witness to the world of the devastation of the land, that it's hopeless. And just after that, the next words are, then God will start bringing you back to the land, the restoration. So, did it ever happen, the sign of the stranger, that could have triggered, like, the end times as we know it?
Right.
Well, the amazing thing is it did. A man comes from far away, comes to the land of Israel, in its most desolate state, bears witness of the desolation, keeps a notepad, writes a book about it, tells the world about it. The words he uses are the same words that Moses used. You know, Moses says, he'll say, not a blade of grass grows. Well, this guy says, not a blade of grass will grow. Everything. And the thing is, just as surprising, we know the guy. It was Mark Twain.
Right.
Mark Twain made a journey in the 1867, and he goes there, a desolate place. He writes the book, his first major book, becomes famous for fulfilling prophecy. And he's a skeptic, yet he's fulfilling prophecy, saying the same words of Moses. When he gets to his last, the end of his journey, the culmination, last full day and night in Jerusalem, it's a Sabbath. That means the scrolls are being opened up now.
Right.
The scrolls are opened up. What is appointed for that day? All around the world, the Jewish people are chanting it. It's the prophecy. The Lord, it says, then the stranger will come from across the world to the land. And so literally, Mark Twain is walking the streets of Jerusalem, and they're chanting it.
Yes.
He's here in the Hebrew.
Wow.
It's a prophet about him, and he doesn't know it, and they don't know it.
But I hope people are really grasping the timing of this so perfectly. Who would have thought? First of all, Mark Twain, you've got the Sabbath, you've got the scrolls being read on the Sabbath, and it happens to be consistent with exactly what's going on.
Absolutely, Bill.
Yeah.
And it's going to happen again and again. I mean, this is the hand of God. And the thing is that it's not only that timing, the 1867 is going to be the crucial year. It's going to set in motion, really, the end times as we know it, because all these things are going to be kind of mysterious things that are going to start happening in the land all in that year after when Mark Twain comes. And it's going to be, one is going to be about a man with a measuring line, a biblical sign of things. I'm not going to get into any of them, obviously, and there's one about a city that's been lost for 2,000 years. It's uncovered in that year,
exactly.
One after the other. But everything starts, and right after that, it's the Jewish people begin to return to the land. Just like in Moses, the stranger comes, then God will restore you. So then they start coming back and planting the land. But something about this, you see, and one more thing about this, that for 2,000 thousand years, the Jewish people have been praying every day, every day, a prayer. They said, Lord, hear our prayer, be merciful, and bring us back to the land. Hear our prayer, be merciful. Mark Twain was born Samuel, his real name. Samuel means the Lord has heard. And Clemens means, and has been merciful. I mean, even
Now
I'm going to skip, fast forward to what happens if we count 50 years and find the next mystery year. Will it be that something major prophetic happens in restoration? Well, it takes us to 50th year from 1867 is 1917. 1917, the mystery is going to explode on the world because the whole world's going to be in a world war. And you have the Ottoman Empire that has the land, and they're Muslim, and they don't want the Jewish people back.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, as when the year of Jubilee comes, that empire begins to crumble. And, you know, the Jubilee says, whoever's got your land, they got to leave.
Exactly.
And so then, on the other side, you have the British Empire that has had a revival. There's a love for the Jewish people. And at that moment, there's a British government that is not for the Jewish people coming back. All of a sudden, as the year of Jubilee approaches, they crumble. And God raises up two other people. The Prime Minister, he raises up David Lloyd George, raised on the Bible. Raises up Arthur Balfour, and he is a born-again believer. They both love the Jewish people. So at the very moment that it's needed, in the year of Jubilee, they come to world power, British Empire, and they issue the first declaration ever since ancient times of giving the land to the Jewish people, saying the land shall be Jubilee, the land will return. Jewish people, when in the year of Jubilee? And it all happens, you know, like clockwork. And in that same year, because they don't have the land yet, it doesn't mean anything until they have it, that same year, another Christian, General Edmund Allenby, enters the gates of Jerusalem, and the land is liberated for the first time in 2,000 years to be given to the Jewish people, year of Jubilee, all happening. And I'll mention one mystery from there, although there's many mysteries behind the second door, the land of seven wells and the mystery of the birth, but one is the number of the end. In the book of Daniel, there's a number given, that's the number of the end, that's the number that marks the end of the occupation. Whoever's occupying the land, they got to get out. And so the thing is, that number is in Daniel, it's the number 1335. All of a sudden, that number starts appearing throughout the land of Israel, throughout the Middle East. It's 1335, the number of Daniel, which says the occupier's got to get out. Why? Why did it appear? Because it just so happens that the Muslim calendar marked that year as the year 1335, the number from Daniel, the number that says they got to get out. And so it converges on the year of Jubilee, 1917. And in fact, the day it comes to its head is the very day that the go-ahead is given for the Balfour Declaration to give the land back to the Jewish people. I mean, to the day.
Unbelievable.
And I'll mention something that I wasn't going to mention, but it's so cool. And that is that you know, for 2,000 years, there hasn't been a Jewish soldier in the land of Israel, ever since the Roman army drove them out.
Right.
And so the thing is that all of a sudden, the Jewish soldier reappears in the world, and in the land of Israel, comes back to the land of it. When? In the year of Jubilee, 1917, the first Jewish soldiers come back to the land. Everyone shall return to their own possession. And the guy who leads them back is not Jewish, he's a Christian. He's a guy named John Patterson who loves the Lord, and he's the one who's the leader of the first Jewish legion, and he becomes the godfather of the Israeli army, this Christian. Mm-hmm. And in his legion are people, all these Jewish people are being trained, who end up becoming the leaders of Israel, the prime minister of Israel in the time of the Six-Day War, the founder of the Jewish army, David Ben-Gurion, the father of Israel, all part of Patterson's Jewish legion. Patterson will die in the year 1947, the year that Israel is voted back into the world. But before he dies, he blesses a Jewish family that's about, they have their first baby boy, and he blesses them. They name the boy after him. The family's name is Netanyahu. So Patterson. And Patterson himself is born in the year 1867, the Jubilee of the Stranger. So when Mark Twain is coming to land, here comes this boy is born who's going to play the central part in the next Jubilee when he turns 50 years old. I mean, again, mind-boggling.
Exactly. Well, we got to go to break. More from Jonathan Kahn, and when we do, he mentioned David Ben-Gurion. Boy, there's lots to unfold here, too, and we will do that when we come back. Stay with us.
Your vision is a precious treasure, and research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition.
fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Labs I Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein, plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is accusing House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff of lying to Congress, and he's calling on the California Democrat to resign. Trump tweeting this morning that Schiff fraudulently read a version of his conversation with the president of the Ukraine in a July phone call that doesn't exist. Trump saying Schiff completely changed the words of the rough transcript to make it sound horrible and to make Trump look guilty. A key House panel is looking into election security with a hearing this morning that features former NSA official Deborah Plunkett's testimony.
Intelligence leaders warn of ongoing and escalating interference attempts by multiple foreign actors who view our 2020 elections as an opportunity to advance their interests at the expense of American democracy.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
As promised, back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Conversation with Jonathan Kahn continues. New York Times best-selling author of The Harbinger and The Book of Mysteries. He gives us now the Oracle, the Jubilee and Mysteries Unveiled. Jonathan, before we went to break, you mentioned David Ben-Gurion. Tie that up as well. I mean, this is an amazing revelation. Again, when you realize the order of God and how this mystery is being revealed, because that's the way mysteries happen, as you and I have discussed before. When it is time for us to see and understand, it's as if God says, okay, I'm going to pull back the veil on this, and now here it is, and you just see again, yeah. And you're praising God for His consistency, and that. So break that down for us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I got to say something, because you know it's in our lives too. I mean, it's just as real, but we don't see it most of the time until He pulls that veil and say, "Whoa, Lord, now I see how You worked it all together in my life." You know, So the thing is that this one you brought it up. You know, that I rarely have a chance to mention it because there's so many mysteries. You know. So it's very rare for me to talk about that one. It's in the mystery is called The Man Who Was. It's in the third door, and this is that the first leader of ancient Israel, the first leader of modern Israel was David Ben Gurion. He's like the father of the country, the first prime minister. He's linked to the rebirth of Israel. But the amazing thing, all these things about Israel, it's the mystery of resurrection. God is resurrecting the ancient nation that would disappear at the time of Jesus. It's coming back. But the amazing thing is that at the end of ancient Israel, there was a man who was the leader, and his name was Ben Gurion. So the last leader of ancient Israel was Ben Gurion. Gurion, and the first leader of modern Israel is Ben Gurion. It's like a resurrection of the other one. And they actually, their lives parallel each other in reverse. And one of them, you know, the ancient leader, is linked to the war that destroys Israel. The modern one, Ben Gurion, is linked to the war that brings Israel back from resurrection. I mean, everything. And actually, David Ben Gurion, his name was named after that ancient man, you know, long before there's ever a dream of him becoming the prime minister. I mean, when he was a youth, I mean, it's crazy. But even that is part of the mystery.
And talk about how he got his name, because it was close, but as a writer, as a professional journalist, right? Then he changed his name.
He changed his name around 1910. He's a young guy, and he didn't know what he was going to be doing for his life. He was a farmer. He came out of the land. He farmed the land. Then he was asked by his friend to go to Jerusalem and do a pen name. So he came up with Ben Gurion. He had no idea. It's 40 years later, he's going to be the man who's linked to the resurrection of Israel. And yet he's named after the man who's linked to the death of Israel. You know, I mean, it's resurrection. And
yes.
Totally. I mean, and everything is linked together. You know, Ben Gurion, when he was a little boy, he sees a man come to his hometown who is Theodor Herzl, who's the ultimate father of Israel. He's a visionary. You know,
yes.
Everybody, and Theodor Herzl, by the way, who's considered the visionary of Israel, he found a friendship with a guy just before when this was all happening, and his name was Mark Twain. So the leader of Israel, everything is connected together.
Yes.
And speaking of Herzl, because now we're in the third door. This is the birth of Israel. Herzl is considered the visionary of Israel. But the thing is, Herzl, the Theodor Herzl, he started Zionism, and that's the return to Israel. He had a congress. They came up with an anthem, a national anthem, a flag. There's no nation, but they came up with all that. He writes down a prophecy. The prophecy is, he says, in this congress, I founded the Jewish state, but he says, the world would laugh if I ever said that, because it doesn't exist. He says, but the whole world is going to know it in 50 years. By 50 years' time, the whole world. That's Jubilee. When did he say it? He gave the prophecy in 1897. Add 50 years, it takes you to the year 1947, the year that Israel comes back is voted back into the world.
Right.
And the whole world knows it for the first time. And I looked even deeper, Bill, and it looked at the resolution that brought Israel back has a date on it. The date is September 3rd. The prophecy of Herzl, he did it on September 3rd, so it's 50 years to the exact date.
Jonathan, as you're doing this and you're pulling back this mystery and you start seeing the harmony of these dates, I mean, this is like every one of your other books, as God is revealing this to you and you just see a continual affirmation of the truthfulness, the integrity of God.
Yeah. I'm blown away, Bill. I'm the first person to be blown away. Lord, wow.
I'm right with you. Oh, wow.
It's just total blown away. I mean, you know, and I'm, for instance, with this one too, when Israel came back in the world, and you're talking about David Ben Gurion, it's Ben Gurion who announced it to the world. And he did it on a Friday, like near nighttime. It was the Sabbath was coming. But Israel came back at midnight, the Sabbath. So Israel was born on the Sabbath. That means the scrolls were being opened all over the world. Mm. And that means this is an appointed word. Talk about, you know, wow. What was the word appointed for Israel's resurrection? All over the world, it was a prophecy. And here's the prophecy, Bill, that they're reading, they're chanting from their scrolls on that day without knowing it. It's this. It's, in that day, says the Lord, I will raise up the fallen tabernacle of David. I will end their exile. I will bring them back to the land. I will plant them there. I will rebuild them as in ancient times, and nobody will take them out of the land. It's the prophecy of the day of the resurrection of Israel. So it is appointed for the day that Israel resurrects. So from ages past, they're reading it, chanting it, and they're speaking about the resurrection as Israel is resurrecting on that very day. You know? And if we have a second, I'll do one more from the third.
No, yeah, we've got time. Go ahead.
Okay, and that is this. In the oracle, this is part of the third door, and it's something called the Jubilean Code. And that is this, that the first time God ever told the Jewish people, you shall return, it was in Leviticus, it's the law of the Jubilee, when God says, you shall return. First time he ever told, in the plural, the nation, you shall return to your ancestral land. Well, in Hebrew, or you know, the Jewish people, when they count days, it's a different calendar, it's a different, you know, number to it. And the way they write the numbers, or they don't use numbers officially, they'll use letters, Hebrew letters. That's how you say the Hebrew date. You see Hebrew letters, because the Hebrew letters, every Hebrew letter has a number value.
Mm-hmm.
So when when God said you shall return, it's one Hebrew word. It's Teshuvah. Teshuvah has four letters. When they're added up, they come out to the number that identifies a particular year. It identifies the year 1948. You shall return. The year of Israel's return was identified all the way back from Moses in the scrolls 3,000 years ago, the exact year they would return.
Wow. Jonathan, were there seers prior to all this, you know, biblical scholars, as you say, that had a sense of this, that this code that was embedded, you know, back to the book of Leviticus, you know, what God said, did they have a sense that this was starting to play out? I mean, you know, because God laid out the plan. I mean, he laid out what Jubilee was all about.
Yeah.
And as you walked us through it, what it means, I mean, you know, it was renewal, but there were so many aspects to it. If you just think of it in terms of renewal, there's so much more to Jubilee, as, again, we appreciate about God, because when he orders a thing, it's in its totality and total renewal, not a partial renewal. It is total.
Absolutely. You know, there's so many layers to this. I mean, you know, you have the physical thing, restoration here, restoration of the land, restoration, and you have the spiritual restoration that's part of our whole salvation. It's all, God is a God of restoration. And so it's all, everything we're saying, I mean, that's why this is ultimately going to come real home. I mean, you read it, so it's going to come very home to each of our lives. It's also about restoration. You know, it's about the restoration of the whole universe, really.
Exactly.
You know, so absolutely, everything, absolutely, it's all those things.
Just like the stones would have cried out, it is every aspect of God's creation yearning for this, you know, this period of restoration.
Yeah.
And here it is, as it's playing out, everything is being, you know, and how do I say, re-energized in realizing that God is still faithful. He is faithful to his call. What was the next year of Jubilee? Did anything happen?
Well, the thing is this. The one thing that Israel didn't have when it came back was Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jesus said he's not coming back until the Jewish people are back in Jerusalem and say, Baruch haba, blessed is he. So that means Israel has to come back to Jerusalem. Otherwise, he can't. And so, or he won't. So the thing is that at the same time, Jerusalem is the center of world of end time prophecy. So it's got to happen. But it didn't happen. So the thing is that, could it have happened? And what happened? Could this mystery pinpoint when it's going to happen?
Okay, but all right, we got to stop for just a minute.
Okay.
Go to quick break. Stay right where you are, ladies and gentlemen. Our conversation with Jonathan Kahn continues after this.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
The Hiboti Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hiboti Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Jonathan Kahn, New York Times best-selling author of The Harbinger and the Book of Mysteries, presents to us The Oracle, the Jubilean Mysteries Unveiled. Jonathan, we were talking about the follow-up Jubilee year after 1948. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. So if you count, you do the thing, is you have 1867, the year, the kind of the beginning of the mystery. You count the 50 year, 1917, you got the land restored to the Jewish people. What happens if you count to the 50th year? Is that going to indicate, is that going to pinpoint any mystery? It's going to take you to the year 1967, the year of the Six-Day War, the year that will lead to the Jewish people being restored to Jerusalem, their holy city, after 2,000 years, what has to happen for Messiah to come again. So like clockwork, in the year of Jubilee. There's so many mysteries here. This is the fourth door, but I'll just mention two of them quickly. The Bible, there's a prophecy in Isaiah that says God will fight for Jerusalem as the lion and the young lion. The lion and the young lion. And he will fight for, he'll come down, fight for that hill, fight for that mountain. Well, amazing thing. I looked at this. When Israel gained Jerusalem, they weren't trying to. They were just trying to defend themselves. They sent a colonel who secured the hills of around Jerusalem from Jordan. And the guy's name was Colonel Ari. Ari means the lion. That's Colonel Lion. Then the man who's in charge of the central command, who actually gave the word to go into Jerusalem, his name is Ark Regev. His name means the lion. He sends word to an intelligence officer, whose name is Ark Achman. He gets the word, and his name means the lion. He sends word to the Mount of Olives, finally, where there's the paratroopers waiting, and their colonel is Colonel Mata Gore, hero of the Six-Day War. Gore, the name means the young lion. So it's Gore who leads them into the gates. The first two people in the gates are Colonel Gore and Ark Achman. They are the first ones on the Temple Mount. The prophecy says God will fight for that mountain as the lion and the young lion. Their names together mean the lion and the young lion on the mountain of the Lord. And the gate they go through is the lion's gate. Because the Lord, when he comes to this Jerusalem, he's coming not like a lamb, he's coming like a lion. But let me move quickly. Okay. That goes to one more from this one. And that there's the Masada mystery. There's the amazing stuff in the Six-Day War. But this one is this. When the Jubilee comes, what happens is you hear the sound of the shofar, the trumpet sounds. You know, everybody knows that, the trumpet sounds. Well, could the trumpet have ever sounded at these key prophetic moments? Well, when the Jewish people return, when the soldiers get it, they return to Jerusalem, they get to the gate, they get on the Temple Mount, they hear a sound of the Jubilee. It's the sound of the trumpet at that moment of restoration when everyone shall return home, return to their possession. Why? A guy sounding it, not because it's a Jubilee, just sounding it. The mystery of the Jubilee is that the land returns to its original state. What was the original state of the Temple Mount? The Temple Mount was originally a threshing floor. In Hebrew, the word is Goren. The guy who sounds the trumpet is named Rabbi Goren, Rabbi Threshing Floor. So he's named after it. And he was born in the year 1917, the other Jubilee. He just turned 50 years old. So it's his 50th year. He's sounding the sound of the 50th year on the threshing floor. His name is Rabbi Threshing Floor. And his name also means another thing. It means the horn. Rabbi Horn sounds the horn. Can you imagine? A child is born with a name Horn, Threshing Floor, and, you know, and on the Jubilee, and he's actually born as Allenby's entering Jerusalem. I mean, this guy is destined, when he's 50 years old, he is destined to be on that threshing floor in the year to sound the horn. I mean, mind-boggling. But if it's okay, I'm going to go real quick, okay?
Yes. So, yeah, we got about 8 minutes. We got 8 minutes remaining, so go ahead.
Okay, so now, when is the next Jubilee? Well, what's the one thing that Israel didn't have that you get the Jubilee? When you return to your land, you get the legal right. You get recognized, the legal right of the property of that. Mm-hmm. Never happened. The world refused to recognize Jerusalem. But it happened finally when America, President Trump, issued the Jerusalem Declaration, first time since ancient times that any major power has ever recognized Jerusalem. And it happens, it's giving the right of the return, the legal right. When does it take place? Well, when's the next Jubilee? 1967, 50th year is 2017. Exactly when it happens. It happens within 30 days of the end of the Jubilee. But I gotta say this is just mind-boggling here. Yeah. What happened in the last Jubilee? Rabbi Goren, Rabbi Horn, sounded the shofar, sounded the trumpet. What happens the year of Jubilee? You have a Jubilee, you got to have the sounding of the trumpet. What does the president's name mean? In English, it means the trumpet. President Trump.
Yes.
When does he come to power? Year of Jubilee. You got the year of Jubilee, you need a trump. You need the trump shall sound. He comes to power in 2017. No accident. It says the trump will sound throughout the land. He sounds throughout the land. It says when the trump sounds, the land goes, the right goes back to the original owner. It happens. He sounds it. But not only that, Bill, I won't go through it, but there is a scripture that was appointed. Donald Trump was born on Friday. That means they opened the scrolls that night. They said a scripture. That scripture that they proclaimed is the mystery of Donald Trump's life and is actually the same scripture that Rabbi Goren in the Six-Day War, that's what caused him to blow the trumpet, the scripture of Donald Trump's life. I'm not going to go through it. Dude, it's in the Oracle.
Yes.
Another quick thing with this is that with this, there's another mystery in the Bible that a king in the Bible, a king, Cyrus, issued the Jerusalem Declaration at the end of 70 years. Jeremiah says it'll happen after 70 years. Well, the 70 years, the declaration comes after Israel's 70 years of exile. But so was there any 70-year period with Israel that was linked to Donald Trump? Did Donald Trump issue that declaration after the end of 70 years? Well, go back. 2017, 70 years takes you to 1947, the year that Israel is voted into existence. It begins. So he did do it at the end. I'm sure he wasn't planning it, but he did do that. But on top of that, I look deeper, Bill, and the day that Israel was voted in, it was after sunset. It was the Hebrew calendar, month of Kislev. It was the 17th day, 17th of Kislev. So what happens if you go count 70 years from there, and then you take the after it, the day after, the after 70 years, what does it take you to? It takes you to 2017, Kislev 18. When is that? It fell on December 6th. December 6th was the exact day that Donald Trump issued that declaration. End of 70 years to the exact date. And the ramifications, Bill, is if you and I weren't born then, but if we were back there in 1947, and we knew the mystery, we could have said then, when Israel was voted, say 70 years later, a man will rise up, he will become a world ruler, a world leader, he will come to power, and he will issue the declaration concerning Jerusalem in his first year of power. And that's exactly what happened. But now, going fast, I won't go, there's a lot more mysteries, but going to the sixth door deals with the future. And so the future, the Jubilee mystery is really also ultimately about what's coming. It's really the secret of the end times. It's about everyone shall return. What is the Jubilee? You return to where you left. Well, the Jewish people, where were they at the beginning of the age? They were in Israel, so that's where they got to be at the end of the age. They were in Jerusalem, so that's where they got to be at the end of the age. But where was the world? This is a whole new dimension. There's a chapter called mystery called The Dark Jubilee in the Oracle about this. The world was, in the beginning of the age, was not not Christian. It was unchristian, non-Christian, anti-Christian, pagan. What is the mystery? The world, we are witnessing world culture right now returning to where it was at the beginning of the age. Every day we're watching. There's still going to be revival and all, but we're watching world culture turn to pagan values, anti-Christian values every single day. But it's not out of control. It's all part of the mystery. It's the end times. It's like God is bringing everything up. But the good news is there's another jubilee. Where was the church 2,000 years ago? It wasn't comfortable. It wasn't rich. It wasn't established. It wasn't religious. It was the Book of Acts. It was radical, revolutionary, on fire, world-changing, life-changing. God is calling us to have our own return, to return the people of God, to return to that jubilee, to return to the Book of Acts, to become that on fire, powerful, life-changing, radical people. And you know, as the world goes one way, it's going to, those who stand for God, it's going to lead us to go the other way. If the dark gets darker, the lights are going to get brighter. And that's a call for everybody listening to become that person God has called you to be. So let me just say this, and this ultimately is all leading to one other thing. The mystery of the Jubilee is the one who owns the land leaves it, but he returns. So where does this mystery begin? It begins when Messiah leaves Jerusalem. And why is all these returns? It's all leading up to because he's going to return.
Yes.
The ultimate Jubilee is the king who was separated from the kingdom is going to return to the kingdom. His feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, and then there will be Jubilee for the entire earth. But the ultimate thing here, as I go quick, there's the seventh door, which is a mystery door, but I will just say this. This mystery has to do with everybody listening, because God, your whole life is to be a Jubilee. We all lost something. We left the garden. We live in a fallen world. And what is salvation? It's Jubilee. It's saying it's time to come home. What is Messiah? Jesus is our Jubilee. Salvation. So he is calling all of us to become restored, to become the person that we were made to be. Our whole life is a restoration, a Jubilee, to rise in that power. You know, that's why we never feel at home in this world. No matter how old you are, you never feel at home, because we're not home. We're coming home. And so, you know, that one of the things in the Oracle is to take this home and to take all the power of God, all these things, the reality of God, and the restoration, and how to apply the power of the Jubilee for restoration in our own lives. Because ultimately, there's a final Jubilee at the very end of the Bible. And that is where, when you look at the end of Revelation, it's everything that was lost in the garden is restored. I mean, the tree of life is restored. The river is restored. Why? Because this whole thing is a Jubilee. And the thing is, the ultimate Jubilee is forever. That's the time when we will come home. You know, every Jubilee is linked to Jerusalem coming there. Well, we're heading down. We've got a Jerusalem that we're heading to, a new Jerusalem. And it says, in that day, he will wipe away every tear from our eyes. There'll be no more mourning, no more pain, no more death. Then we'll be home for the first time. And that's it. And then our possession, our God, he will be our God, and we will be his people. I did as much as I could to get there, but I just skimmed the surface of doorknobs. But I'm hoping, not because we need this, but that people will, you know, I'm just touching it. People, if you get the oracle, that's the mysteries of so many mysteries I could not even talk about, but really it's the majesty of God. And I'm hoping also, not just that you'd be blown away, but if there are people in your lives who don't know the Lord, this is to bless them. If people there who don't know that he's really real, people need to be restored. That's what it's about as well.
Best-selling author, The Harbinger, The Book of Mysteries, The Oracle is going to be the next best-selling book. You better believe it. The Jubilee and Mysteries Unveiled, an absolute blessing, available at all the usual places, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Jonathan, thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.